Welcome to Assets and Aging and Facebook Live. Do these quite regularly, 2-3 times a week. Make sure you scroll down my Facebook page and you look at the other Facebook Lives that I've done. Today's is really important. I want to get to it right away. It's about Alzheimer's and it's about friends and it's about things that nobody thinks about. And just so you know, I'm going to have to read some of this because this is simply one of the most brilliant articles I have ever seen written on this issue. It's in the Wall Street Journal. And the Wall Street Journal is the only newspaper in the country that really regularly covers long-term care issues. In order to read this article, you'll need to go to the Wall Street Journal. I'll give you more information later. And if you don't subscribe, you'll have to pay for it. And I'm telling you right now, pay for the article. I have said for a long time that dementia is the wrong disease. And if you have the wrong disease, people won't pay attention to you. If you have cancer, you can get all kinds of treatment in the hospital. And if you have heart disease or something bad happens, you know, everybody comes around and goes, "Ooh, Fred, we're so sorry." And to Fred's wife, "Ooh, Fred's wife, we're so sorry." But in my 30 years of doing this, I have discovered that if people have dementia or Alzheimer's, everybody starts backing up. And they don't see them anymore. The people don't see their friends anymore because their husband or their wife or their Grammy or whoever it is a little off, is a little weird, is a little whatever. And there have been lots of stuff written, but this article the other day in the Wall Street Journal, I found to be brilliant. And I hope you read it. And I'm going to read a little bit some stuff from it. And this will also be my podcast this week on Wednesday. So make sure you listen to my podcast and make sure you pay attention to this. And it's entitled, it's written by a lady named Claire Ansberry at the Wall Street Journal. And I actually wrote her and told her that I thought this article was absolutely brilliant. And it is. And I'm not going to read the whole article. If you want to read it, it's in the October 26th version of the Wall Street Journal, and it's called "After an Alzheimer's Diagnosis, Friends Stop Calling." And I can't tell you how really, really, really important this article is, because it really, 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 really is important. And so I want you to listen to a couple things I'm going to read, and then I want you, even if you have to pay for the article in the Wall Street Journal, I subscribe. I subscribe to the paper version because I like that. I also subscribe to the on my phone, the app. And if you don't subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, sometimes they will charge you for the article. Pay the money and get this article. "After an Alzheimer's Diagnosis, Friends Stop Calling." And I want to read you a few things. And again, this was written by Claire Ansberry. Ansberry. And I think this article is brilliant. "When Keith Moreland was diagnosed with early stage Alzheimer's in 18, he noticed that friends stopped, including him and his wife. We were never invited to be a part of that anymore." He's talking about get-togethers. "Maybe I don't remember some stuff, but I'm still Keith." That was one of the most important things that was written here. And just because somebody has dementia does not mean they stop becoming a person. "I was still Keith. In surveys done, 38% of those living with dementia in high-income countries like the U.S. report feeling avoided, ignored, and ostracized in their social lives." That has been my experience for the 30 years I do this. When, again, if you have a certain disease, everybody rallies around you. If you have dementia, you can just watch the C's part as people back up from you. And again, this article is so important, I can't begin to tell you. You need to read it. If you know somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's, it's in your family, you need to read this and see if you're one of those people who's been backing up. I want to read, "On average, a person with Alzheimer's disease lives 4 to 8 years after diagnosis, but can live 20 years. Do you understand that people with this, this is a terminal disease, by the way, Alzheimer's, but there's 6 to 8 different kinds of dementia, what kind of, depending on what list you look at. And the result is always the same. Yet the stereotype persists that everyone with dementia is old, feeble, and acts strangely. I've seen Alzheimer's in 50s. I think the earliest recorded case was someone in their 30s. It is not unusual for someone in 50 or 60 to develop dementia. Now, I don't care what you call it. We call it a little memory loss usually. You know, mom has a little memory loss. She just can't remember now. No, mom has dementia. And we're all ignoring it and pretending that it's not happening. And it's happening. I want to read a couple other things. The friendship divorce, I love that term in here. The friendship divorce goes both ways, says Greg O'Brien, a 69-year-old journalist who was diagnosed, I'm reading from the article, with early onset Alzheimer's about 9 years ago. He's lost friends who he says slips away because they're afraid they don't know what to say. He has also walked away from home. I don't spend time with people who don't seem to understand the journey. I don't judge them or hate them. I just stay away from them. One of the most agonizing things for me, when I have a really bad day, this is the thing that causes my bad day. And in my world, which is long-term care and dementia and nursing homes and Medi-Cal and assisted living and boarding cares and all that, memory care and all that stuff, is when somebody walks into my office and it's mom and dad and the two kids, and dad has just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And dad knows he has Alzheimer's. He knows where this is going to go. And there's a lot of tears shed. I have boxes of Kleenex in my office for these days. There are days that I go home and tell my wife I'd really like to not talk to anybody for a while. I'd like to just sit in the corner and read or something for a little while. And because I know what's coming, not only with the dementia, but what's going to happen to the family, the pressures that are going to come on the family, and friends that are going to disappear. I know people with dementia who don't see any of their friends anymore. Their friends simply have stopped coming. His close friends circle with the wagons around him, he says, and so on. Here's another one. I'm reading from the article. After being diagnosed about 4 years ago, the 60-year-old former flight attendant broke up with his partner, who grew frustrated at his forgetfulness. How many of you call your mom or your dad and they tell you the same story 8 times? How many of you say, Mom, you know you need to do this, and you have to say it 8 times because mom doesn't remember the first 7 times that you told her that? I'm reading it again. I would ask him a question, sometimes 5 or 6 times, and he would yell at me, saying, you asked that already, you're not paying attention. I didn't need that kind of stress in my life. They separated for a year and are now back together. His partner has a better understanding of the disease and accompanies Mr. Van Buren on whatever. Doesn't matter. In South Carolina, the Morelands wanted friends to know about Keith's diagnosis and began telling them, starting with their church, which is a big part of their lives, and where he played the bass guitar. Mr. Moreland made the announcement after services, and everyone was still in their pews. He wasn't sure how his fellow churchgoers would react. People stared and went the other way, he says. The pastor avoided the subject. Eventually, the couple changed churches. It is not a communicable disease, folks. It's a terrible, debilitating, heartbreaking, terrible disease. The reception wasn't much better when he mentioned his diagnosis on Facebook. Of his 200 Facebook friends, 7 responded. There's a lot of stigma around Alzheimer's, he said. I'm reading from the article. People don't know what to say or do, Mr. Moreland says. Some have said, don't worry, I forget things too, which to him is like telling a cancer patient, don't worry, I get sick too. They don't get it. He just doesn't forget things. There are times he doesn't know where he is or how he got there. I'm not going to take the time to read the whole article. I just wanted to point it out to you, and I wanted to make it important to you. Find this article. Find it. After an Alzheimer's diagnosis, friends stop calling. If you get my newsletter, if you don't get my newsletter, you should. I've put a link to this article on my newsletter. It's really important to read. And then it's important, if you're dealing with this, that you get in to see me, because you're going to face more problems than you can imagine that you're going to face. You're going to face things you never thought you would have to face. One of them we're talking about here is the loss of your support system and your friends. Are you ready for this? Is that family you know? Yeah, grandma has a little forgetfulness, but it's going to get worse. When are you going to call and get in to see me? When are you going to get to one of my workshops? Right next to this is all the information about my website, my phone number, my contact, everything you need. Read the article. Read it twice. It's important. And then say, what are you going to do to begin to plan for this eventuality in your family? And I will guarantee you the dementia will, if it hasn't already, will strike your family. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you've had a great time here. Keep looking for more of my Facebook Lives. Go to my website. Do all the things you can do to stay informed. Become a subscriber to assetsandaging.com and look at all my Facebook Live posts and spend some time in my website. Thanks so much for joining me here on Facebook Live. Look for other Facebook Lives on other subjects coming really soon. I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you again right here on Facebook Live and Assets and Aging. Bye-bye.